Hi, Duchess. Today is the 31st of May, 1971, and it's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. One good thing about it is that it's a holiday, and therefore I have the day off. And I haven't done a thing with it. I've just loafed around all day. Anyway, I had a very nice R&R in Hawaii, and I got back last Thursday. I spent a night with Charmaine in Saigon. Then I went up to Long Binh and spent one night there. And I arrived back here in Nha Trang on Saturday afternoon. The R&R was very good, Duchess. Being in the States made it a bit different as far as what to do and shopping and what have you. I did very little shopping. It was the most inexpensive R&R I have had. And I was very proud of myself because Hawaii is very, very expensive. You pay double for anything on Waikiki Beach than you would stateside. The only clothing items I purchased was a pair of slacks and two tops. I think that was all, yeah. And I really didn't need those. And I bought some underwear. Always have to buy underwear. I only spent $400, and for me that's very, very good. Very good, because I usually go double that. So I did some sightseeing. I took an all-day plane tour that toured all eight islands. It was very interesting, except it was a long day. The flight over there, Duchess, is about 13 hours from Saigon. That's including 1 hour stop on Guam, both going and coming. But even so, it's a good 13 hours of flying time. And as I say, within a couple of days, I went on another tour that was about 11 hours we were flying around, making stops on three of the islands and taking tours. So it was very interesting. So I got to see all the islands, and we flew over a volcano that had some hot lava in it. They have had a couple of eruptions lately. And I enjoyed it very much. They had five small planes that go on these tours about four times a week. And the largest plane, I was in one of the largest planes. It holds 17 people. So you see they're quite small. The smaller ones hold only about seven, I think. So anyway, it was very good. And then I took a sailboat ride. It was the first time in my life I can remember being on a sailboat. And I got soaking wet. Soaking, wringing wet on the sailboat. But that was a lot of fun. And I went and saw the Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor. That was worthwhile. And I did a lot of window shopping, because my eyes are not used to seeing the big stores with such a variety of products and what have you. And another thing that was very new to my eyes was the hippies. Of course, I've seen pictures and I've heard a lot, but you know, I haven't been in the States for any length of time outside of about 8 weeks, such as in 4.5 years. And so I saw all the young men with their hair down to their shoulders and some down to their waist. And in Hawaii or Honolulu area, many of the young people are walking around with practically nothing on, brief bikinis and no shoes, etc. It was interesting to watch. I spent a few hours shopping for the ingredients to make lasagna. Alice had asked me to pick up some noodles and garlic and mozzarella cheese and all these good things. I had a whole suitcase full of food when I came back. I also picked up a bottle of tequila, which is sitting staring at me on the refrigerator. One of the men here wanted to make margaritas, and we're not able to get tequila here. So I had a lot of goodies in my suitcase. I bought two suitcases over. One was empty when I went, and of course when I brought it back it was filled with food. And I'd rested quite a bit. I'm amazed how much time I can spend doing nothing, Duchess. Either that or I'm tired and I don't know it. But yesterday I was off, and of course, as I said, today, and I did practically nothing. Today I slept late, and I went over to the beach with Alice across the street, which is the second time I've been on the beach. I didn't go in the water. I had shorts on, Duchess, but one of the men over there was fooling around. He picked me up. He didn't mean to get me wet. He carried me into the water, but my bottom got all wet because I just had on, as I say, shorts, so nothing was damaged. But then I came back and I took a nap, and then I went up on the roof. And here it is, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's almost time to go happy hour. We have, you know, happy hour, half prices, drinks are half prices. You know, when drinks are full price, Duchess, they're only about 35 cents, 25 or 35 cents a drink, you know, for any kind of a highball. And so twice a week we have happy hour, and tonight we'll have it over on the roof next door. And so I have to get ready for happy hour. But I'm exhausted, and I think I'm getting a sore throat. I'm not sure. So maybe I just have a bug. I don't know. But it's been restful. And then, as I say, when I came back, Charmaine met me, and I hadn't seen Charmaine in 6 months since she went home in October. Did she go home in October? Yeah. And, or November, whatever. And so we spent the evening yakking, had a few drinks, and of course Charmaine wanted me to stay, extend another year, and then I had seen Betty on my way out. See, I stopped and saw Betty at UCB. And Betty said that Jane had written and asked me to extend, and she would like to promote me to an 11. Well, she can't, Duchess, because she doesn't have a slot. You see, I should be an 11 now, because the position I'm covering here is an 11. But we lost the slot because it wasn't filled for a long time, so they took it from us. It's real crazy over here. There's such a cutback. But anyway, on the way back, I went up Friday and spent Friday night at Long Bend, my room up there, and I got to see Jane for a day or so. And she's very sorry I'm going home. She would like me to stay, and so on and so forth. You know, Jane is so whiny, Duchess. It's just, she, really, it's such a different way of working. Anyway, she truly is very sorry to see me go, which is very nice to hear because, you know, I have gone head-on with Jane on several occasions. But she asked me if I would reconsider or go home on reemployment leave. But then I had to explain to her, Duchess, that I am on that 5-year contract and I would have to go home in October or November once I had a confirmed offer. Well, of course, there's a possibility I wouldn't get an offer, particularly at the 11 level. But I just really don't feel that I want to stay another year. I just, you know, I've had it. And so anyway, Phil Boyce left. She's been here a year and a half. I think she leaves tomorrow. So I got to say goodbye to her. She was at Long Bend. And Jane wanted me to stay at Long Bend until tomorrow. And I said, oh no, I have to get back. You know, I have a lot of friends up here. Oops.